I thought it would be super fun to reach back into the past, back to 2011 and subsequent years, and share some of my old blog posts with you, which were actually the launching pad to this podcast. They're all posted in a section called Thoughts by Me on my website. I'll put a link in the description. And there's actually some fun recipes on there that I had completely forgotten about that I will be revisiting. And there's some interesting challenges, like life challenges that I challenged myself to that I blogged about. Kind of fun. So let's take a blast to the past.
Thoughts from the gas station, April 1st, 2017. I used to get so frustrated when things didn't go just the way I thought it should. I was so silly at times and quite often ridiculous. I would get so angry at people's bad driving and inconsiderate behavior that it would actually ruin my day. I thought God and the world were against me. I used to think God looked at me and considered me as a joke. I imagined him sneezing me out and going, "Aw, what a cute little booger. She's kind of spunky. I think I'll just keep her for a good laugh." But, of course, back then, I thought the world revolved around me. One day, God revealed it to me through my sister. "What's the big rush? Are you in a hurry? What are you hurrying to get to? Half the fun is getting there." When we rush through our day thinking of our agenda only, not considering anyone else's needs and getting frustrated when things don't go as planned, we forget to look around and see who could need a little brotherly love. So I ask God to help me see people through his eyes. If we can change our perspective on how we view people, life has a lot less irritation in it and we realize they're just like us. They make mistakes, plus they have their own agendas, perspectives, and feelings. This morning, God woke me up at 5. It's not a normal occurrence for me to be up so early. I'm usually up around 7 or 8. I got dressed to go run some errands instead of going to the gym today. I usually go 6 times a week, but having just spent 4 days adventuring through Lincoln City, putting on some miles and climbing many steep stairwells, I decided to take my day off. I'm exhausted from my 10th anniversary weekend beach trip. I needed a day of rest. I had to do some grocery shopping, but I wanted to run to Bath and Body Works first to redeem my free coupon. I pulled the door handle and it was locked. I looked at my watch and it said 9:36 and they don't open till 10. Getting up so early threw me off. So I decided to go grocery shopping and skip the coupon since I just did one yesterday anyway. I pulled into the parking lot, went to the back of my Jeep and grabbed my shopping bags. I noticed a lone cart in the cart corral. For some reason, I felt like I was supposed to get it and use it as my cart. And while walking to get it, a lady came walking past with a purse and a gas can. The gas station was at least a half a mile away, so I asked if she wanted a ride. She said, "Wow, most people don't help out anymore and I'm having a really bad day." I pulled up to the gas pump. She got out, paid, and filled her container. As I drove her back to her car, we chatted. She was in her 20s, I think. She had a 3-year-old that was thankfully with her mom. She and her man were going through a really hard time, and not only did the car run out of gas, it had a glitch. She had to jump start it due to some ongoing car problems. She carried a battery jumper box with her, but it needed to be charged since she used it so much. She was stuck in the turn lane, but God cleared out traffic for me to pull up in front of her. It's actually usually a pretty busy intersection. Now, there was a time that I would have been rushing through the whole situation, but then I would have missed out on a blessing. Her comment made me sad, but I'm glad God sent me to show her that not everyone is like that. I'm glad my favorite store was closed. I wouldn't have been there to see her walking, and she might have had to carry that container all the way back to her car and continue to wait for her jumper to charge. It was plugged in at the taco shop. We should be helping each other, not complaining about each other. We should notice each other instead of seeing through each other. We just might help make someone's bad day a little less bad if we can open our eyes. In fact, Jesus said and reiterated that the greatest commandment is to love God, and the second is to love others. That's Matthew 22:37. It's the very reason he came to earth. To heal the broken, to open up the eyes of the blind, to show love to the unloved. We are to do what Jesus did to the point of laying our lives, wants and needs, down for each other. That's John 15:13. We are supposed to serve each other, to say, I really wanted to spend $20 on lotion that I have plenty of, but I'll help you out instead. I'm really busy right now and in a hurry, but if you need someone to listen to you, I'll be the ear that you so desperately need. I just had to come back into the store for the ice I forgot when I was here 5 minutes ago, but yes, I want to hear what I can pray for you about. I'm not feeling well today, but yes, I will be the shoulder for you to cry on. This is the life we are called to live as Christ followers. Service. I think it's funny when people think that being a Christ follower means you have to turn boring. Like you have to give up all things fun and turn into a big fuddy-duddy. Quite the opposite is true if we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We are blessed in blessing others, especially if we do it without complaint of our day being interrupted. It's actually endless adventure when we let God lead our day. I meet some great people and hear some amazing stories. We're all in this together. We need to look past our own noses because we very well could be the only Jesus someone gets to see. Maybe they just need a spark of hope, a light shining in this dark world. A little love goes a long way. Wake up, Bride of Christ, the Church. It's time to do what we signed up to do when we said yes to the gift of freedom and eternal life. It's time to love others like Jesus showed us to do. It's time to show the world what Christians are really about. Let's take as many people as we can to heaven with us. This is what God is waiting for. We need to open our eyes and see what God sees. To God be the glory. For you, my brothers, were called to freedom. Only do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the sinful nature, worldliness, and selfishness, but through love, serve, and seek the best for one another. For the whole law concerning human relationships is fulfilled in one precept. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, you shall have an unselfish concern for others and do things for their benefit. But if you bite and devour one another in bickering and strife, watch out that you, along with your entire fellowship, are not consumed by one another. Galatians 5:13-15, the Amplified.
Thank you so much for being here today. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button right there for me. And click the bell if you want notifications. And hit that like button too. And I will see you next time. And now Maranatha. Wash me clean. I wanna follow where He leads. We were made to love. We were made to give. The reason why we're here. The reason why He gave us life. We were made to show the love of Christ. We know this is why we're here. This is why He gave us life. So let His love shine through in everything we do. It's all for love.